Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy, episode number one, recorded on October 31st, 2017. I'm Agent Goony Guy.
I'm Agent Soho.
And it's Halloween.
Yeah, it's Halloween. We're dressed up like podcasters this year.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Actually, I guess later my real costume is going to be a big jersey that says Fat Man on it. Basically, I'm going as Kevin Smith. I do that every year, so it's an easy one.
It's awesome one, though. I was actually going to be a frog, and I was a frog. I had a frog hat and a green shirt, and yeah, it's a pretty lame costume, but then I left my frog hat at work, so I'm
dope.
I'm just a podcaster.
You know what? Today marks the 10th anniversary of one of our earliest podcasts, Control Point. It was a TF2 Team Fortress 2 podcast. It wasn't our first podcast, but it was the first like really awesome podcast that we really got into, built a huge community. We've been doing this for a long time, and just thought I would say happy 10th birthday. We've also been around many blocks, I guess, over our podcasting career with The Shaft, which is a Minecraft podcast. Did very well. We did that for a few years. We did lots of different gaming podcasts. Too many to mention really right now. But here we are with our latest podcast, all about Ingress. And sometimes I say Ingress, and people say, what is Ingress? I don't know why I say Ingress, but I'll try to say Ingress. I'll try my best to say Ingress.
Screw them. You can say Ingress however
Ingress,
you want.
Ingress. So this is going to be a really fun show. We've been playing for many years now, and I've been making a lot of videos since 2014, and I've always kind of wanted to do something official in some capacity. Official meaning, you know, a dedicated show with someone else I could not only count on but collaborate with and stuff like that. And that is Agent Goony Guy, Brent Copeland, in real life. We've been friends for a long time, and Brent asked me, well, why don't we just do a podcast like a year ago? And I was like, I don't know. Like, and then fast forward another
what's going
year.
On?
And then it was like, you know that idea? I think that might be a pretty cool idea right about now. So we just weren't ready. I don't know why all these years, but now we're ready.
Well,
and that was a long intro.
It's a weird thing. No. It's going to get longer because now I'm hopping in here and I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. I've been podcasting for a long time, but Control Point Anniversary. No, I won't do that. You already did that. See what I was doing? That would be weird. But, you kind of got, well, I guess we started Ingress during another podcast. So we started playing Ingress, and there was another game out that was by another company that was on iOS, I think. And I was playing that, and I was like, well, this is a really crappy game. And you were playing a lot more Ingress and started playing that. And then we did the Persepolis anomaly that was in Nashville, and it was weird. Like, I didn't really know the folks that were, you know, playing as much as you guys, and then afterwards it was just kind of like it felt like, well, there needs to be something more like to this game. And I didn't realize that there was, like, there was this all this like kind of back organizational kind of, you know, groups like actually trying to do something cool and not just, you know, playing. Like, playing the game's fun, but I want bigger and grander things. So I kind of stopped playing and did a little bit of Pokemon Go with my family because my kids were into that. And then they stopped playing, and I wasn't really into it at that point. And I'd been playing, like, Ingress while I was out there. Well, they were doing Pokemon Go, so I was like, well, I'll just start doing, you know, playing more of this. And that's when I kind of got introduced to more of the community around here. And it's just opened up a whole new game. So I'm really excited about really advancing and doing more with Ingress.
Cool. Yeah, you've been going kind of pretty hardcore here lately, and that's really what hit us up to say, hey, let's just do a podcast, let's do videos, let's just knock this out. We're about to do tutorials. We're about to kick out some really cool short video guides, you know, just focused on like one little topic, not like a hour long or how to play, but just real short little things that people can look up. Thus the name Agent Academy. We're trying to teach everything we know how to play and tips and, you know, stuff that we've learned throughout the gameplay and all this kind of stuff. So this is the beginning of a revolution.
A revolution. And we're learning along the way, too. So as we learn stuff, we'll pass that along as well as the knowledge that we've already learned.
Yeah.
Because this is the kind of stuff that I wish was there when I first started playing. Right? Yeah, so we're going to get into the info that hopefully will get people who are new to the game interested in the long term and not bail out in the short term.
Right. Exactly. Well, good. All right, then. We're here to stay. Subscribe to us. Stick around because it'll get really cool. All right. Now, let's get into sit-rep. Fist bumps. So,
or should it be this way? Oh. My head looks so much bigger than yours, Ben.
It makes sense if you're watching the video.
Oh yeah, so, that's right. Sit rep.
Another quickie. This is audio. You can get this on iTunes, SoundCloud. You can listen to it. You can put it on your. You can play Ingress, walk around the park, and listen to this while you're playing. Or you can just have YouTube running in the background. This will always be a video as well. So just let you know. Okay, so sit rep. That was our bumper. Yeah, sit rep. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about what's happened in Ingress this week. News, events, do we have any ops or maybe our new videos that we put out this week? You know, just what's going on? Our situation report.
Huh? Hey, there you go. You spelled it out for him there.
All right. Just sit rep.
That's what when you see sit rep in videos and stuff or in Google Docs and someone's like, hey, here's my sit rep for this or that. That's what they're talking about. Like, hey, what happened? Well, the details. And so we're going to get into that. We got some stuff after the Broker's Guild hit last week. And, of course, the XO5 controller, some stats revealed. I did an op this week. And we did an op last week. So a bunch of fun stuff. So the first thing is Niantic finally released a statement on the Broker's Guild. Should we read the whole thing? I mean, it's not super long, but it...
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, why not?
So Ingress says, it was recently brought to our attention that a third-party site has allegedly used data from Ingress without our consent. Extracting, scraping, or indexing our services or content is a violation of the Ingress Terms of Service. Niantic does not condone the use of websites or methods that have done so. We are evaluating all options to protect our users, our game, and our rights, and will take further action where appropriate. We are also reviewing the long-term plan for the Guardian Medal. Ambassadors and trusted reporters alleged to have been involved in the recent activity have either voluntarily stepped down or will be excused from their roles. Ingress is defined by the passionate players who enable amazing experiences. We ask that you continue to foster relationships and make Ingress a welcoming community within and outside the game.
So, okay, so in there we basically learned that, yes, we have been listening, and yes, they were breaking the TOS by scraping. We've heard you loud and clear. We will continue to investigate, and also we will take action against those that they entrusted, like the ambassadors, they call them, which is the Vanguard system or Vanguard program. And finally, I think the most important thing to take away from this statement is that they are finally relooking and reevaluating the Guardian badge. All these years, the only real drama that I've ever seen in this game started the first just couple of weeks that I started playing in 2014 had to do with the Guardian badge, because I blew up someone's Guardian, a local. Anyway, it's a big long story, but I got a lot of flack for it, and I was like, sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I don't know how to play. Someone tell me. And I was very sorry, and I still am. I didn't know. And that's what always happens. It's just dripping in drama. It needs to go away.
I
certainly hope it does.
Changed into some way that makes sense and isn't so antagonistic. Is that a word? Yeah.
Antagonistic.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So you think it should change? You think it should, I mean, I don't know how you change it really. I mean, the badge is what it is. It's,
I think
holding
there's
a portal.
Right. But I don't know. Like, do you make it where it's like holding a guardian and, you know, recovering it? You know, maybe there's some, I don't know. To me, it seems like it would be more fun if there was some kind of, you know, I have this guardian. I'm trying to keep it safe and warm and fuzzy. And other people are trying to come take it from me. Maybe reduce the time a little bit.
Right.
But if they stop people from basically being jerks, and it's not the fact that they're killing the guardians. It's the fact of people who use tools to tell them that that's your guardian without, like, it's one thing to like, oh, notice that, hey, he took this thing and I'm going to remember and I'm going to look and I'm going to write it down because I hate him for whatever reason. I mean, still, that's kind of jerky, but it's definitely a lot more, you know, skill remembering that over, you know, 150 days to go get it the day before.
Right.
So I don't know. It's like, how do you do something when you're away from it? Like, if you get one really far away from you, like, how, so you couldn't really go back and recapture it, I guess, if there was some kind of like 24-hour leniency period or something. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is just get rid of it completely. But what do you do with the people who already got it? You just say, well, y'all got it. Good job. But it doesn't count towards anything, or it does.
Well, I mean, I could be wrong here. I don't know. I don't know for sure if they've already removed badges before or medals. But this could be part of a new classification of medals. This could be the obsolete medal, right? So as they get rid of things that you can't, you can no longer get, they become obsolete. Actually, I guess year one badge, right? Year two, all of those badges that you can no longer get, but you still hold on to them. I guess you could consider those obsolete badges.
And they don't count towards anything anymore?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think if you remove requirements, then you might start de-leveling people. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I think once you've given someone a requirement, that has to be set in stone.
Yeah.
I mean, my thought is that you know, starting tomorrow, it is an obsolete badge. No one can get it anymore, but it still shows up on your profile. I don't know.
So, and I'm okay with that. The one thing I would say is I hope they would add in like 150 days from now.
Right.
Or 160. Oh. Like,
oh, to let you know, right? To give you one last chance.
You have one last chance to get it.
Okay.
And if we catch anybody using tools to, you know, hunt down your guardian, we will ban their accounts. You know, come out and be really firm on this stuff. Because this statement, honestly, isn't really firm. It's not, you know, we're going to look for people that are using tools like this to take out guardians and we're going to ban them. It's, right. Well, we're going to look at a plan for the Guardian Medal, and the people who were stealing our data, those are the people we're going to go after. Not really the fact that they were using the tools to, you know, do that stuff. It's more the stuff that was going to hurt our game in selling data and stuff like that. You know,
right.
So I think they need a better stance on what those tools, and I know we're going to talk about this later, but, or do we want to talk about it later? You want to just finish up with that discussion now? We'll talk about it later. We'll get into cheating later. We got a lot more in the show. But anyway, that's their statement, and they're sticking by it.
And this next thing here is the XO5 controller badge that you could get just weeks ago. So the stats have come out, and so this is the... the official stats here is 65% of the people got the first badge, which was 100 control fields, right? And then you have the 500 medal, which 26% got, and then the last one, 9% got that one. That was the over, what was it, 2,000 portals? Or,
yeah,
I mean, 2,000
fields?
That's crazy. So 9% of the people.
It was like 147 a day.
Huh. Wow. Okay.
And that number is off, I'm sure. But 100 and something a day. It was a lot. 2000 divided by 14.
So I mean, I guess it's no surprise. I mean, I would be super surprised if the highest percentage of people got that difficult badge. I mean, it's pretty
142.
Makes sense. 142 a day?
Yeah, 142 a day. So, like, yeah, those people who got that, I feel like they either had a lot of help with their community, or, you know, spent a lot of time. So it's definitely a badge that means a lot, you know, to the people who got it.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get my badge.
Oh, you just said, screw this. I'm not going to try any.
I got nothing. Well, you know, I didn't actually know about it until... So I have never completely stopped playing Ingress at all. Like, for all these years, every day I play. If I leave the house, I play. And generally, if I don't leave the house, I'll poke around or I'll, you know, recharge some portals or something. Or look in my mofo capsules, and I call them mofo capsules. I know they're MUFG because I have five of them, and I grow a lot of things, and it's a lot of maintenance every day, honestly. But what I don't do sometimes is I don't pay attention to news and current events and community, and sometimes I'll go months where I just play solo and I don't really pay attention to anything else. That was the tail end of my zombie Ingress ways.
You're solo Soho?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And when me and Brent got together, we started talking. I'm talking to, about you in the third person. And When Soho and Goonie Guy got together, the magic happened. No, I don't even know what that means. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I wasn't aware of it until we started talking about doing a podcast and doing a YouTube channel and going, oh my God, this is going to be cool. Oh, and by the way, and you're like, did you get your badge? You working on it? I'm like, what badge? And I'm looking around. Oh God, I only have 3 days left. So I just said, okay, I'm just not even going to try. I got 3 days. I probably could have done it, but that's,
We need to get someone who got the 2000 on and hear the story.
Yeah, right.
The story about how they did it. So we'll look in the community, and if you want to talk about it, let us know as well. I did. Yep. I got the first one. I'm in that 65%, but I was lucky because I had a work trip where I had to go to Orlando, Florida for a week. So I was down there with Disney and Universal and just everything that is Orlando, and there's portals and fields everywhere. So, and I had inordinate amount of time to do crap because my family wasn't down there, and it was just like, okay. And I still only got about 60 fields while I was down there. So when I got home, I had to get the rest of the fields, and I was going to get in time, but it still felt like even 100 was like, wasn't the easiest thing in the world to get. So it feels like they needed a bronze badge in there and maybe just to be like, you got 10 fields during this event. You know, there's a lot of games like WoW does that, right? They'll have things where it's like, basically you participated in the event, so you get this. It's nothing but a badge or an achievement that says you participated. Now you who did, you know, X amount more, you get the better badge or the better thing like that. I think that'd be a great way to do it. And then everybody feels like they're getting involved. And I think the last thing on that for me is I wish they had made it where if you were everybody who participated in throwing the field got count towards this counter. So you could go out with a group fielding and field and it count towards this instead of just the person throwing the last link, making the field, right? So then it really introduces the idea of playing together to make these fields and not just the play together by giving me all your keys and getting rid of these blockers for me so I can get the badge, right? Like, to me, that feels just kind of like, hey, I'm going to go try to do this, and y'all are going to have to help me out.
Right.
You know. Yeah. But so I like the more aspect of putting in stuff that increases the teamwork.
Right. Yeah, I think so too.
So,
all right. Well then, so maybe we'll see more of those in the future. That's certainly a cool idea. It feels like a mission day, except it's like 2 weeks or something to get your mission done and get your badge. And I think that's pretty cool. All right, then. Well, then let's get on into...
What's in the capsule?
All right, this week, what is in the capsule? We're going to open up a capsule.
Zip, zip.
That's my sound effect.
That was awesome.
And we're going to pull out some ideas for the game. And this segment, we're going to talk about what ideas we think would make the game, would improve the game. But not just our ideas, your ideas. So we're calling on anyone who's listening. If you have a good idea, you know what? Even if you have a bad idea, we want to hear that too.
Sometimes we like those more, honestly.
Yeah, those are awesome. We will, if we don't get a lot of submissions from you, the listener, we will probably take some off of Reddit. We will scrape Reddit for its data.
But they don't have that in their TOS, so they're fine with that. It's all good.
Yes. So this week we have our ideas, and then we have a couple of cool ideas that we got from Reddit. So we'll just start off episode one with these. Brent, what is your idea? How would you improve this here game?
I would improve it because I'm an iOS player, and I'm sure everybody who plays on iOS, on an iPhone, iPad, blah, 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 has asked for this, and hopefully it'll be in 2.0 at some point, but... passcodes, for God's sake, let me put it in the scanner and not make me go to the Intel. So if you are on iOS and don't know that and just think you're screwed about codes, go to ingress.com/Intel and you can put in your passcodes there. And there's tons with a bunch of equipment for you and AP and other cool stuff. So put it in the iOS for me. Pretty please. Thanks.
I think that's a great idea. I'm kind of blown away that they make you go around and do that.
Well, supposedly it's a limitation of iOS. Like Apple, for some reason, won't let you do it.
Oh, really?
But maybe it's whatever engine they're using combined with Apple or whatever. So I'm hoping in 2.0 it'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Agent Soho?
All right, so I would like to see the ability to see your own inventory within the Intel map. So right now, the Intel map shows you your current AP and your current level and your current XM even. It gives you a little bit of info about yourself. Why not just go all the way? And I'm just saying yourself. I don't want to search somebody else's. I don't want to be able to scrape somebody's inventory, all that garbage. I'm just saying I would love to be able to look at the map and be drawing lines, and planning out a cool op. And then, but by the way, I need to know what keys I got. Oh, dang, do I have that church key? Okay, let me just look. Click, click, click. I don't
Maybe
have to
it
open
would show
up my scanner.
It. Maybe it would show it like when you click on the portal on the map, it would just tell you, like you do when you look on the scanner, it shows you how many keys you have for that portal.
That would be interesting, actually. If all the portal keys that you had, maybe have a little circle or a little indicator, graphical indicator on the map itself.
Yeah.
Something like that, that would really change. I mean, it wouldn't really change the game. It would change how you seriously plan ops out. And it would probably inspire you to plan more ops, more quick ops, like, oh, I'm just going to the grocery store. Hold on, let me open the map. And then right there, visually, you can get an idea of what fields to make without having to give it a second thought. Because if you have to give it a second thought, you're not even going to try. You're just going to go to the store, and you're going to buy your eggs and your milk and your bacon and your cheese nips.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go home. So,
or use IITC, right?
Yeah.
But it still doesn't tell you your keys, right?
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. You would have to need some kind of like scraping tool. I don't know.
Well, and I guess that's the thing to tie all this together with what we were talking about earlier is that I wish they would also put in all the tools that you have in IITC. And for people who are new that don't know this, it's Ingress Intel Total Conversion, and it's basically Tamper Monkey? Is that scripts to basically enhance the Ingress Intel map, which technically may be against the TOS, but there's not really firm. Anyway, I wish they would take the tools that they say, yes, those are okay, those are fine. Put those in their Intel map just as part of that, and then say, no tools besides this map is okay. How about that? That makes it really easy for everybody to know. This is okay. Everything else is not. Got it?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, be clear about it, because it's always been that gray area, and people are like, just don't talk about ITC.
Oops.
You know, and honestly, it doesn't do a whole lot more. It has the player tracking thing, which is a little weird, but honestly, it's just like, I don't know. But anyway, it is what it is. So let's get into...
Wait, before we go on.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of codes, I've got a code. I'm going to give away a code.
Oh.
Right, okay. Now. So you can probably assume, if you didn't get this podcast immediately, that this code is probably gone, because it's a one-use code, but we're going to be giving these out every week. So you'll want to download this episode as fast as possible every week. And it's going to give you, like, you know, some bursters and some resonators, possibly a Q. It's a Circle K code.
Oh, so, you got it from Circle K.
Yeah,
sweet.
So my hard-earned code is going to you, lucky winner. And here it is. Get ready. Go ahead. I hope you have the intel up now, ready to put it in. It is 8RC6Y2PE5KV. And one more letter. No, not really. Just kidding.
Cool. Well, thanks, Brent. It looks like I got a couple bursters. I got an Ultra Strike. I'm just kidding.
Well, how do you know I didn't already put it in, right?
Well, that's cool. Okay, so if somebody gets this and you'd like to leave a comment on YouTube or something on the comments or something, that'd be cool to see.
Next week, right, we'll give it away to someone who leaves a voicemail.
Hey, I like that. So, yeah, we need more voicemails.
And I need to not put my phone next to that. There we go.
Get that buzz going. Let's get on into this idea that... is that static? Is that static?
I thought you were going to say comms.
I hear some weird static.
Oh, I'm skipping on. I'm
what
sorry,
happened?
I screwed up. No, go back.
Okay, from UseItRedder. What did I just say?
So, yeah.
From Reddit user Mechanic. Okay, so this guy wants, he says, how about storage slots and portals? 8 slots, 2 usable per player. Can use friendly portals for storage. Player can pull any capsule out. In event of a portal takedown, all caps get ejected over a 200-meter radius. Finders keepers. So, okay, that's an interesting idea. And I have seen this idea pop up a couple of times in Reddit over the years. And, you know, so you can put a capsule, you can put whatever you want into it inside of your own portal, you know, if you're enlightened, only green, so that you're helping out your team, and you can drop things. You can have like drop locations for stuff, and it'll be relatively safe, assuming another person, another agent of your own faction doesn't just go around to all the portals emptying them out and stealing stuff. But also, what's kind of fun is when you blow it up, you know that it's like looting, right? It's like a dungeon crawler. It's like you found a treasure chest. So you blow it up, you see it explode, pieces go all over the place, and you're literally driving around downtown streets, going the wrong way, hitting pedestrians, trying to get these like really valuable things laying around.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know. It sounds cool. It sounds crazy. It just doesn't feel like Ingress to me.
Oh, I thought you were going one direction and you dodged at the end there.
Yeah, I U-turned. It sounds fun, it sounds cool, but at the end, it would be a race to knock portals and steal stuff, and people would stop wanting to put valuables in these things because they're so easily stolen.
Well, and would people... Well, I guess if it's per person, like, putting in stuff, is that what it's... Yeah. So players can pull... So would people just fill it up with their like level ones, you know, bursters and crap too? Like, would it just be
just some junk?
Just some junk. But it could not be. I think the stealing part is like what you're talking about. But I don't know. It's kind of an odd one. Because it could be cool for like new players. Like if older players put their lower stuff in there and then newer players come by and. But how much stuff would be in there if all the players are putting in crap and no one's stealing it? Or
I don't know what the ultimate purpose would be. It doesn't seem to be a real solution. Like, is there a problem in Ingress that this is a solution for? I don't see that, you know. But I don't know. It's a fun idea to mull over. You want to do this next one?
My brain's still like trying to think what's going on with this one. But this next one is from Sonora Obscura. This is also from Reddit. It says, I love that portal submissions are back, but I feel like portal submissions menu, long press then swing right, is in the worst possible place. I like to deploy using the quick menu, long press on portal, swing right, and good 15% of the time, I'll miss the portal just slightly. The program then initiates the slow process of launching my phone camera in anticipation of portal submission. Anyone else peeved by this?
So, other than it being a slow process, launching the camera, that's purely a situational thing. I think iPhone might initiate cameras faster than Android, honestly. And I say that as both users of Android and iPhone. I'm not picking on anybody here, but that's purely a device-to-device situation.
And it could be older iPhones and older Androids, too, would be slower, for sure.
Right. But I think the big thing here is that, like, the place, where do you perform the action of submitting a new portal? Is it you just hold down your finger where you want the portal to be, and there's the option, which is the current way to do it. I think that is – I've always thought that was a little weird because it's like always – I kind of – I don't know. It's it is an in-game action, but it feels like an admin action. Like in-game actions versus in-game admin actions, it feels like it should be separated in my head anyway.
Right.
Because a level 8 can't do that. A level 9 can't do that. Therefore, it's kind of an admin thing. So why would it be in the game filled with like all this stuff that everyone could do, like throw bursters and deploy and stuff? I personally think it should be up in the top, you know, in the tab system. You should be maybe click Intel. I don't know. Something. I mean, I dig the idea. It is a weird spot. What do you think?
Well, I'm only level 10, so I can't submit portals. I remember used to when I could submit portals back in the day, and I have one portal that I submitted. And actually, interesting story. I hate to tangent on you, but I'm doing it anyway. This morning on the way to work, I went by the portal, the one portal. It's a Chinese food place with this doggy thing out front statue. That was the portal I submitted in Madison, Alabama. And I made a field from it today, and with that field, I got my millionth MU and got my platinum badge.
Wow.
For
MU. That's cool.
So it was kind of cool that it was on the portal that I submitted. But I don't remember back then where the button was, and I feel like in iOS, maybe it's in a different area. I don't know. They like to do things weird. It might be like on your head, and you got to press a button, and then Steve Jobs comes back to life as zombie Steve Jobs on Halloween and ask you about your portal submission. And that's really creepy. Like, I hope they don't do that. That would be a bad thing.
That would be odd. Yeah.
Yeah.
Might raise some.
So what do you think about concern? Just doing it in a, because like when you take a photo on pretty much any modern day phone, it you can embed the geolocation info data, right?
Right.
Is that a true statement? I may be making up stuff. I do that sometimes. So what if you could just submit them online, like in the Intel map or something, kind of like how you make missions.
Oh, okay.
Right. Like, and so you could then get the exact spot instead of having to get some weird spot to do the picture and all that and whatever and try to get the best. You get the exact spot, and then you can upload your picture to that thing, and then it would have all that data and stuff.
I think the reason they don't want to do that is because they're trying to get away from being able to upload old photos where you can maybe touch them up or edit right. them or anything like that. So that would rely on a picture that was already taken and already ready to go, and then you're selecting the GPS locations. I think they want you to get out and move, and this is all just my idea, but they back when I was supporting submitting portals, you know, I haven't submitted a new portal this time around.
What?
But I did about, yeah, I don't, you know, I should.
I've got like 30 in a dock. I'm just waiting to get to 11 to submit.
I know. I really should. I did about 50 probably in my life, and only about 6 of them really came true, maybe 8 maybe at the most. But for those portals, I actually would take pictures on the site, and I would open them up in an editor and kind of touch up the contrast and kind of, you know, boost the saturation. You know, do a little bit of touching up, because that raw hanging your hand out the window, taking a picture, you know, it's just... I mean, that's kind of what Ingress is kind of going for. It's the raw feel and everything. But I don't know. For some reason, I was like, man, not good enough. So I would always touch mine up. I don't know if you could do that anymore. And I don't know that they really want you doing that. I never would edit something in Photoshop in like a, you know, I don't know, a freaking dude hanging out in a, you know, behind a bush or something like Sean Spicer. No, that was a weird joke. But I would just, you know, just touch it up and then submit it. And I always look and I'm like, oh, my portal pictures look so cool. I'm probably the only one who thinks that.
I usually I paint the picture on a canvas, and then yeah. I take the canvas with me to the spot, and I take a picture of it like that.
That's an idea.
It's a little extra editing.
But anyway, you know, and also if your picture... Your picture really dictates if your portal is going to be is going to come through or not. Like if you record, if you take a picture of something that is in between you and the place of business, they won't accept it. Like I messed up. I'd take an artsy picture of like a restaurant, and I'd have like a tree or some hedges like in the foreground, and then the restaurant in the background. Nope. They don't want anything obstructing. They don't want anything in between. They don't want artsy pictures.
Well, and now it's so subjective because of the OPR is doing all the, you know, whether it gets in or not. So it's like Niantic only really has that last touch, whether they do or not. And it's probably more of a technical thing that they do is like, well, where is it, you know, located? Is it within another portal range kind of thing or something like that? Or right. were three portals just okayed and it's the same damn portal? Kind of thing,
right? Yeah.
So now you might be able to get some of your artsy photos past folks.
That's true. Yeah,
not sure
you, back to it.
Everybody wants that or not, but
yeah,
you can try.
I'll try to tone it down a little this time around.
No more lens flares.
Yeah. So I guess that was it for what's in the capsule. We'll go ahead and close up that capsule.
And if you want to add your contents to this capsule next week, just leave us a call at speakpipe.com/Agent Academy or tweet us at Agent Academy.
Comms. This is the comms. So this segment is called comms. That's
very
what I'm trying to get at.
That's
here.
Awesome.
Comms.
That's what I was trying to do earlier. And, we'll make those better in the future, but we want to do this.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we'll have some bumpers with music and sound and excitement. But for now, comms here. This will be questions, comments, and things from the listener, from you at home, or from you outside who's walking around listening to this. And you can leave your really, you know, anything goes here. I mean, there's no restrictions. It's just if you want your voice on the show for any reason, or you want to ask a question,
yeah,
whatever it is, just send it to us and we'll put it on and we'll address it in some way.
And if it fits in a different segment, it'll go there. So like if you give ideas for the caps, it'll go there. But if it's a question about something that happened or something that's going on, something that we talked about last week, that we'll talk about next week, if you've got like a time machine, Marty can send those in. It'll be great. Let's go. Nice.
Great, Scott. Okay, so we only have one call, right, this week?
One call in this week. And I want to preface this by saying that we didn't do a whole bunch of talking. We're going to talk a little bit about it now, about the Brokers Guild stuff that came out. But we did talk with some folks last week, an hour-long podcast all about it, as well as some videos on the channel. So go check those out if you haven't already. And here is the call in from a Resistance player who wanted to weigh in on it.
Do you mention that his voice has been obscured?
Yeah, his voice has been obscured. Just to go back, this Resistance player contacted us, and rightly so, they were worried about people recognizing their voice. And, you know, here's the thing. If you want to call in and you want to talk about something that may be controversial, or it may be just that it's people you know, or people that you play around on the other team, things like that, and you don't want them to know what, you know, you just don't want them to know that you're saying this because you worry about retribution or not being invited to the next hot dog picnic. Whatever. We will mess with your voice, and we messed with this person's voice.
Yeah.
Here it is.
And it got something like this.
Hit it.
Hit it.
So yeah. That was Andrew Krug. Thanks for sending that in. Wait. Oh, damn it. I said his name. That's a joke. I'm sure people got that, right?
That's funny.
I said the,
He is concerned, and he had he suspected of opposite faction of cheating, and he was not surprised. So this is really the big topic of... You know, we started this podcast and we started this YouTube channel, and this had broken, and everybody's talking about it. And it's kind of like we didn't start our channel to begin drama or pointing fingers or acting like we're some kind of authority or anything like that. It's just like this is big, and we'll just touch on it very quickly here about our views. I like to compare scraping an ingress to counting cards in a casino. So the idea behind that is that in both cases, you have all the information right in front of you. It's just a matter of recording the data and using the data later to your advantage. So, in Las Vegas, they don't want you recording the data of the cards that you see so that you can use it in. And it comes down to who's smart enough to do that. You could do that and not get caught. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just a mind thing. Same with scraping. Like, if you have secure connections and friends who aren't going to rat you out, then you probably won't get caught. But it's just the idea of the people that don't have these extra features. It's not fair to them, obviously. It's kind of like the cheaters are specially selected beta testers for these new features. But instead of being a beta, it's like and the final build. Like, you guys have access to all these cool features and no one else does. Why is that? Should there be a vote? Should there be some sort of hierarchy there? Should there be a democratic system? Like, what makes it, what, why do you get the features and I don't? That's what the issue is about. It's pretty plain and simple, really. So that's kind of where we are right now. One team is mad at the other team because it's like, oh, you have these features and I don't. It's like, and then that team's like, yeah, you do. You got them, but you're just not telling us. And it's like, well, you know, if everybody's cheating, then it's kind of like Ingress 2.0, right? Everybody's got these features, so why complain? I mean, or how about nobody cheats and nobody has the features? The problem is, it's kind of easy to cheat and not get caught, and that's why people are stuck in this predicament.
Well, and it's kind of like I was saying during the last show. It's one side does one thing, and then the other comes back and does, you know, something just a little bit more. It seems like, or and it's not even teams. It's just like people. It's like, well, do you use Glyphon? It's like, well, do you use IITC? Well, do you use, you know, this tool or that tool? And then you use paper and write it down. It just increases until, you know, people are, you know, showing up at people's houses and doing just really crazy stuff. And, you know, a lot of this week we've heard on the channel, Enlighten's doing it too. Well, show us the proof. Show the proof that they're doing it. And you know what? I think hopefully most of the people who would say is that needs to be stopped too. Like, it's like, just because your side got caught or didn't get caught, it's the people doing it. Like, just stop it. Like, you this is your own team on Resistance that's PO'd, you know. So I would be PO'd if I knew Enlightened people were too. And so quit telling me that we do it too, because you know what? I don't know anybody who does. So you can say that all you want, but it's just accusations. You know, right. And until you have proof, that's all it is. And you're just denying the fact that you are doing it. Your team got caught doing it. So I would say the same thing, you know, for the Enlightened as well. And people are going to, you know, point to this or that. Here's a screenshot of IITC and whatever from like 10 years ago or something. And I'll say they shouldn't have been doing it. So that's yeah. How I got to say it.
Yeah, it's awfully political, you know. It feels like kind of where we are in the political climate in America right now anyway, with, you know, it feels like all the issues all just echoing themselves, but within the game that we're playing. The biggest issue in my head, it feels like gun control. It's like, well, ban the guns, and then people are like, well, cool. You ban the guns, and I'll be the only guy in the street shooting my gun because I'm not getting up mine. And it's like, gun rights, no gun rights. It's like that. But exchange the word gun with cheating or scraping, right? It's like, if you ban all the scraping, then now you have this one guild that's the only scraping people around. So it's just like you're never gonna. It's all band-aids. You have to stop it from the human level, like the mentality level, the psychology behind it, like. And I don't know how to do that. I don't have any solutions. I'm just saying that's, in my head, that's what it kind of equates to.
Well, and I think one of the biggest things that needs to happen is Niantic to really come out with their policy that's like, this is okay. Like, they need to, like, have it firm, like, this is okay, this isn't okay. Use real-world examples of stuff and just say, you shouldn't use that, you know. We can't, you know, tell if you are, but, you know, if you get turned in and people prove that you are, we're going to take action. We're going to ban you and then follow through and ban people when they do that. And, you know, I don't know. It's like such a hard thing because this game isn't like, I don't know. It's like playing World of Warcraft with like your guildmates, and then you find out your guildmates using some hack or something. Like, you're not going to turn them into Blizzard, right? Are you? Even though they're, like, you know, poning these Alliance noobs on the other side of the fence. Like, and so I don't know why it's, like, there's such a strong reaction in a different game on the same. Because maybe you're playing with those, that other team more in a central location. Like, they're local to you, so you, like, see them and you interact with them, you talk to them. and things like that. But cheating's cheating, right? So I don't know. Like PUBG, it ruins the game. The cheaters ruin the game. And so really that's the end thing is if it's going to ruin the game, then it's bad. Because then no one has a game to play. Or if they do, it's just sucky and then no one wants to play it. So quit ruining the game. So do the stuff that doesn't ruin the game. Don't do the stuff that ruins the game. So what is that? What is it that ruins the game? Killing people's guardians? Knowing where they live because you're either stalking them with tools or you're just... it would be just as bad to me as if someone followed me home after they saw me at a portal, right? That's just stalking. And you know what I mean? Like, all that kind of stuff is bad, whether it's with a tool or a real-world action. Like, it is a real-world action. So, I don't know. I think those lines need to be drawn by the company as well.
Yeah. And I guess we'll hang loose and hear what they have to say in their next statement, which will sure enough be out sometime, because the last one said, hold on for our next one. So I don't know. The investigation is underway. So, okay, so that was comms, and let's get on into our outro here. So basically that was the show, episode one.
Did we switch? We switched sides. That's so weird.
Yeah, that's weird. So we have done our first episode, and we have covered the hot topics of the week.
Hot topics.
Which is what we will do every single week, only we'll have better bumpers, and we'll have possibly more contributions from you, listeners.
Yeah, make a song. So make an Ingress song and send it to us.
Yeah, maybe it'll inspire us to like make our own song or something, maybe. I don't know. Of course, you can tweet to us. Agent Academy is our Twitter username. Speakpipe.com/Agent Academy. That's how you call us and send us audio.
Yeah.
That is speakpipe.com/Agent Academy. And that will be in below in the comments, show notes, wherever you may be. Maybe you're on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Maybe you have... maybe you are watching us through YouTube. Maybe you went
Stitcher?
And downloaded the Stitcher. So how do you get the RSS feed?
There's three ways.
Okay.
Multiple ways. So you can go to the Google Play Store and search for Agent Academy and find it there. You can go to iTunes and search for Agent Academy, find it there. You might want to search, you know, throw Ingress in there as well. Might be easier to find it. You can also go to SoundCloud, Agent-Academy, just search for Agent Academy. I mean, those are the main ways. There's other ways, but you know them if you have them, and if you don't, use these. It'll be easier.
Yeah, and ask us if you're really that confused.
We'll call you up and walk you through the whole shedelio.
Yep, the whole thing. And later, we have some plans for way down the line, years down, maybe not years, but months, maybe. If we get a nice big community around here, we're doing live streams and stuff and hanging out, we'll go to other cities and we'll meet at events and we'll go just have a party, right? We'll go and have fun with people and like do stuff. I love communities like this. And if you guys dig the show and hang out with us and talk with us, and we'll do it in real life too. Why not? It seems like a great opportunity. It's like, okay, everybody, let's go to New Orleans and to this anomaly. Let's all meet up. It's a meetup. Yeah.
Yeah. A little beer grass. A little podgrass beer grass thing.
Yeah, a little beer grass. That'd be awesome. And that's really it. That's the show. I had a good time. Love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. That's out. See y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.